Alei Shur Chelek Aleph Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, the 23rd chapter entitled Tefillah. The first paragraph is an introduction, the second paragraph deals with Chinuch, third paragraph with Avodah, as is the usual structure, first the Chinuch, then the Avodah, and the fourth paragraph on Daf Kuf Tesvav is a conclusion. So the author begins, HaTefillah Miklal HaChukim, which is a rather surprising statement, taking the usual categorization of mitzvahs as chukim, mishpatim, that type of idea where mishpatim are social ordinances that are present in every or almost every human society, and chukim are those laws which are less accessible to our intellects. So the author states that tefillah is miklal hachukim. It's a very surprising thing. It falls into the same category as kashrus and shatnez and para aduma. Why so? He explains, Omnam avodas halevi, true, it is avodas halevi, as we'll see later on, hametaheres umerimemes beli gvul. It purifies and exalts one without limit. Aval, however, shabureis barach yashelanu lechavois das al hanagas olam bichlal wifat. That the Creator should permit us to express our opinions about how the world should be run, both globally and individually. And that He possibly accepts our opinion, as in Reife Choylim, Mevorich Shonim, Moine Asonois, Bechonin Hatzlacha, Bizchust Vlasen, in the merit of our Tefillah. That is a choik in the sense that Ein Ze Ela Retzoinoi, that is His will, Mita Makamus Ito Yitzbarach, for some reason that is secret and guarded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He gives us a reference to Nefesh HaChaim. That's why He classifies it as a choik. V'adavarim koi peshutim, it's so clear, ad she'en Yisrael tzorich be'ayah al metzius Hashem al hashgacha, that Klal Yisrael needs no indication, no proof for the existence of Hashem and for His involvement in affairs. Other than this, rak ki hiyei imayim b'chol tzarasam yika'unu ve'enem, I will be with them. And in any situation they find themselves in, they can call out to me and I shall answer them. And the Ramban continues, that's the greatest indication that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is among Klal Yisrael, kiroivim elav b'chol koreinu elav. Close to us, whenever we call out to Him, v'yesh elokim shoftim ba'atz, and that there's a judge in the land. That's the Ramban in Parshas Shemois. An indication of this is, v'hine yedua ha'uvda, it's a well-known incident, shebikishupam mehagoin Rabbi Akiva Egerzal, and this is cited in Igori Sofrim, levakesh avuchole, he was requested to daven for an ill person, v'chavu zman man iskabel men mikhtav. Sometime later, a letter from Rabbi Akiva Eger was received. Boi kasav, he wrote in it, v'al dvar shebikshuli lespalel avuchole, regarding this matter, he asked me to daven for a particular person, Hispalalti velona nesi. I davened and I was not answered. Ula haisa ezot ta'us b'ashem. Perhaps there was some mistake in the name. Shelo alda al das Rabbi Akiva Egzal ki unam lo na'ana b'sulas. It never entered. It never occurred to Rabbi Akiva Eger that he wasn't answered. It must have been a mistake. Ulemala mikol safek. It's beyond any doubt. Ilu hayinu anachnu vada'im b'emunasenu. Had we been completely certain in our Emunav Avdei Hashem b'chayeinu and completely devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ha'isagam tefilasenu miskabeles tabid. Our tefillah would also be constantly received, always received, accepted. Ve'inu mevi'im lo'olam, and we would indeed bring to the world marpei uvracha, healing, blessing, bizchus tefilasenu. Mikol ha'mitzvois, out of all mitzvois, yechida kim'at ha'tefillah. Tefillah is almost the only one that we still have some sense, some feeling in its exaltedness and its influence upon us. The other mitzvah is almost dead too. This is still a mitzvah, we have some feeling to it. Ve'imze, nonetheless, together with this, kama kasha alinu hakavana, so we find it so difficult to concentrate. Kama nevochim anachnu kitzad lispalel, how confused we are regarding how to daven. Kama meuban libeinu, how petrified his heart, petrified in the literal sense of being stone. How stony is a heart, milergish his batlus milefanav, to feel some sense of annulment before him, uchmiha elav isparach, in some yearning towards him, b'omdenu batfila. And we'll address this in the last paragraph. So now comes the issue of chinuch. As we said, throughout the shah, we first look at chinuch, then at avoida. Says the Rosh, behagia eis tefila, mishalosh tefilos shalayom. When davening time comes, whichever tefillah it is, yaneach kol asakav v'yispalel. A person should put aside all of his involvement and daven. That's what the Rosh says. Kitzad manichim es kol asakim. How does one do that? How does one put aside all of one's preoccupation? Asher rak lifnei rega, a moment ago, hayinu shkuyim b'hem ad kedei shechas etzmenu. We immersed in it to the point of forgetting ourselves completely. How does one do that? The short answer is b'yedea, through the knowledge, ki gam le'asakim eilu drushat tefillah b'chdei shetzlichu. That these involvement, these preoccupations also require tefillah in order to succeed. Through that deep knowledge, that those businesses that we're running after and we're so immersed in, they will not succeed without tefillah. V'rak al yedei ha'tefillah, and furthermore, it's only through tefillah that nir'e gam asakim elu ba'or ha'nachon, that we'll be able to see these businesses in the right light, uv'kneh ha'midah ha'amiti, and according to the correct scale, leval nashvelem erech muhlat, lest we attribute to them some absolute value. B'v'chinas k'ichi v'oitzim yedi osu li'esach ha'il hazeh. Like the Pasuk says. That's how, in a nutshell, through the knowledge that success in those involvements will come only through tefillah, and that only through tefillah do I have the right perspective on those involvements. And therefore, kasheli sakez, if a person has a question where I find it difficult to concentrate, dimyoneisu machashavos mafirim, my imagination runs wild, and all sorts of thoughts distract me during the tefillah, simanu, it's a symptom, that we haven't yet cast aside all of those involvements, and we haven't yet bound them with the tefillah, as per the previous statement. Furthermore, this is a new point, it means that we don't yet see a need to bind our mundane involvement with tefillah. We don't see the need. Nekoit klalo biyadach. Hold fast onto this rule. Hamafriya ha'ikari b'tefillah hu ga'ava. The main interference in tefillah is ga'ava. And this goes back to what he said a moment ago, kochi v'etzim yedi. The two go together. When there's ga'ava, and one has the sense of kochi v'etzim yedi osuli, mimele it's difficult to put that aside and to concentrate on tefillah. And the converse is also true. If one understands that it's not kochi v'etzim yedi, and that the success in that involvement, that endeavor, that enterprise, only comes through tefillah, memel it's easier to suppress those thoughts and to concentrate fully on the tefillah. The main interference is ga'ava. He elaborates on this now. Me'achorei ha'asakim ha'amasikim eskola machshava. Behind the businesses, the endeavors and the enterprises that preoccupy us, oimed ha'adam. What stands behind those is the person, ha'machshiv es atzmoy ve'efsoy oid, to whom nothing exists but himself. He's behind. Asakav lo rak matridim, or you say, it's not just that our involvement preoccupies us. Ela ha'adam ro'es etzmo b'mekaz ha'olam. It's rather that the person sees himself at the center of the universe. Ve'asakav is ikar kiyum ha'olam, and his dealings really as the main thing of the world. This is what counts. Bal nachshev ki gava hina midah ra'a be'alma. You should not think that gava is merely a negative midah. Stam Adam Baal Ga'ava. Stam Adam, a person who hasn't worked in this and is not aware of this, will have Ga'ava. V'chol oid she'eino imed ala ta'us sheba Ga'ava. And as long as he hasn't yet ascertained the mistake, the deep error in his way, v'hala emes sheba isbatlus, and the emes that comes with humility, hari kol machshev isav v'chol gishasoy el kol pula v'inyan. All of his thoughts and his entire approach to any activity, the backdrop to that is Ga'ava. And this is again a profound statement. The person, like he said, is Stamadam, whatever he does, no matter what the involvement, the backdrop to it is Ga'ava, meaning I'm at the center of things and I stand at the center of the universe and everything that I do is Ikariki Yumaylam. It's a very narrow perspective, a tiny, atomized view of the bigger picture. The problem is that these are two polar opposites. Kol atzmah shel tefillah. The whole essence of tefillah is hachna'a, is humility, a recognition of the center of the Hakadosh Baruch Hu is in the center. Uvehachna'a, when one has that humility, miskabel mabat acher, one has a different perspective, a totally different approach to life and to all of one's involvement. However, it's necessary to devote time to this. It doesn't happen instantaneously. Almost to try to forget everything beyond the tefillah. As if there's just one avodah incumbent upon us at that moment. As the Gemara puts it, ulevai sheispalel adam kol hayoyim. It's a statement of Rabbi Yochanan in Brachos Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. He seems to interpret it, the author seems to be saying that Rabbi Yochanan was saying, ulevai sheispalel adam kol hayoyim, it means not necessarily the entire day, but that when he's davening, that's really the one avoider. So it's as if he's davening the whole day. Gisha is this approach. It demands tranquility at the time of tefillah. One can't achieve this idea of putting aside everything, seeing Hashem at the center of things, understanding that the essence of tefillah is humility. All of these ideas require tranquility. Ha'atzbani is this anxious person, this person who is stressed, where every word of his davening is pursuing the next one, they're just running one after the other. He's not capable of any contemplation about Baruch, because the Atah is already pressing to be said. The one word is pressing the other, it's just. Tefillah will be beyond his reach. Such a person cannot reach it. There's a certain minimum threshold of tranquility that needs to be achieved. Furthermore, the habayishan is a different type of person. Now we're not talking about the stressed person, but rather a more timid person. Who is afraid to daven sufficiently long in order to give himself the ability to achieve that tranquility. Pen yil aguch averav alav, lest he be mocked by his peers. Also, ha'tefillah tishim emin v'ala. Tefillah will remain beyond his reach. Ein ulay min ha'ichach le'arich. Perhaps it is not necessary to daven at length. Ach ein gam le'maher b'glal la'ag chavirav. But by the same token, one should not rush just because of peer pressure. V'chadime. So he suggests here a wonderful guideline. Manifla ha'geder shal ha'yaseid v'shorish ha'avidah. The Yesod Yishrash Avida suggests the following gedel. Loi loimar batefila yoiser mishaloish milim bevas achas. Not to say in the tefillah more than three words at once. That's the great danger, is that when one says them without separating them into phrases, it just becomes drawn out as a long, almost random list of words, and one just loses it completely. So the gedra is to say three words at most at once, and to take them in these basic units. Baruch Atah Hashem, for example. Elokeinu Melech Olamo. Elokei Avraham. Elokei Yitzchak. That type of idea, where they go in units and one separates them. Finally, Doimeh. It seems ki hazeiche shetiye menuchas nefesh shefuchalav be'estiv elaso. It seems that a person who manages to attain this, that there should be a tranquility upon him during his tefillah, the depths of tefillah will be opened before him. That's as far as chinuch. The author now continues, Zehu ha-chinuch la-tefillah, that's how we train ourselves in this area, la-niach asakav, to put aside our preoccupation, levatel ga-avasoi, to negate one's and to daven with as much tranquility as possible. Now, umay avoida sa. Now, we done the sense that we explained at the beginning of the shahr, greater quality. Hinei tefillah hi avoida shebalev. This is, of course, a statement of Chazal. Tefillah is avoida shebalev. Anu regilim lehavin. We normally understand ki ze mechev le'oirer es regesh, that Chazal are requiring here that we arouse our emotions. Even though that's true sometimes, that emotions arouse the heart, lo regesh oikar here, emotion is not the main thing. Ikar ha'avodah shebalev, the essence of avodah shebalev is ulvavoi yovin. understanding. V'chein matzinu b'Yerushalmi, huva betur v'shulhan aruch urachayim siman kuf tezvav, they quote this Yerushalmi, im ein bina, ein tefila. If there's no understanding, there's no tefillah. Tefillah is an avodah that requires thought, contemplation, not just an empty emotion that is really vacuous. We say in the Machzor, V'yavin kol yotzur ki ato yetzartoi. In Yamim Noraim, let every yotzur, let every created being understand that you fashioned him or her or it. Yovin, as we know, Yovin Chazal always said, Davar mitoch davar. Yeah, bina is to understand something from something, to deduce something from something else. And here, Esa yoitzer mitoch yetzira. Yeah, Yovin kol yetzuk yetzir, to perceive, to understand the creator from the creation. Zoi ha avodah shebalev sheya tefillah. That's avodah shebalev, which is tefillah. How does one arouse this type of understanding? Asher bil adah en tefillah, that the Yerushalmi says, without it, there is no tefillah. Hinei kvar biranu befek musar, above, mayis boinenus. We already spoke about this idea of deep reflection, of meditation. V'uchmoisha his boinenus, the Yerushalmi musar, just like it is necessary for musar, we said over there that, remember, we divided musar into two parts. First, reflection, analysis, only then an emotional arousal. So to hear, kachi derushala tefillah. And he elaborates on this thought now. The Pasuk in Tehillim says, Ashrei Adam oiz leibach. Fortunate is a person whose strength is in you. Mesilois bilvavam. There are paths in their hearts. Yegi'asa tefillah. The toil of tefillah. This idea of deep contemplation, this toil, Birvois ha'itim v'ashanim, over time, over many years, seileles mesilois balev. It paves paths in the heart. Lehagia boin el binav hi'ara, to reach deeper understanding and enlightenment. Ki loy kol azmanim shavim, because not all times are different, meaning when you dive into different times, different circumstances. Vechim'at bechol tefillah, almost at every tefillah. We find ourselves in a different psychological state. Sometimes one approaches tefillah from a state of a sense of exaltedness of man and the creation. And sometimes there's an approach to tefillah from a sense of lowliness before tmim deus. This is the expression of the Rambam that we saw before. Lowliness before the one of perfection. And the Gemara hints to it in Rosh Hashanah, the kayif v'deposhit in ishdata. It speaks about bending one's das and straightening one's das. These are two approaches that will come at different times. Yesh v'tefillah says, eifi shel vada'us be'emunah. Sometimes tefillah has that character of certainty in emunah. Sheni metzape mamash shetechezena einenu b'shevecho l'tzion v'rachamim. I anticipated, I feel that anticipation very intensely. Ve'yesh ve'la tefillah gavan musari. And sometimes tefillah will take on a hue of musar. Keitzad einai re'uyos lachazos b'shuch ha'litzion. Why should I merit? Why should my eyes see the return of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Tzion? Halo terem tikanti chusha re'ya sheli. I haven't yet rectified my sense of sight. I still look at things that are inappropriate. Lif'amim anu margishim. Sometimes we feel ki alenu lases liben al kapenu el il bashomayim. This is again a paraphrase of a pasuk that we feel that we need to raise our hearts towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu in shamayim rachok migufanu yosenu, far from our physicality. Ve'lifamim kolom avayenu lorit es hashchina eilenu. Sometimes we wish to pull the divine presence to us el toich olameinu, in the sense of v'haya einai ve'libi sham kol hayamim. That's a pasuk in Melachim Aleph Perek Tes, where Hashem says, my eyes and heart will be there, kan ba'olam, here. It changes according to circumstances and one's state of mind. Im nizke, if we merit this, nimtza atzmenu umdim noichach pnei Hashem. We will find ourselves standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ke'eved ha'imed lifnei malkoi, like a servant in front of his king. Ach rak le'itim nedirus me'oiden, very occasionally, it's very rare, nimtza esakesh ha'pnimim avinu shebashamayim. that we'll find the connection to our father rather than our king. Kasher Eliezer Eved Avraham Misapir Mitfilasoy, in Chaye Sarah, when he relates his tefillah at the well, he says, Ani terem kilis iledaber elibi. I had not yet finished speaking to my heart, and then Rivka appeared. But ledaber elibi, haynu shematzayas Hashem beliboy. He found the Kadosh Baruch Hu because he was davening, but he says, ledaber el libi. Says the Zohar, bonai chayechem, by your life. It's like an oath. It's a very strong statement. Ein karov v'fnei ha'makom ki libo shel adam. There's nothing closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu as a person's heart. The Midrash on that Pasuk says, Ashrei Adam oiz leibach, yeah, fortunate is a person whose strength is in you. Yachol akol, I might think it applies to everyone. Talmud lomar mesilos bilvavam, to those who have paved these paths in the heart. Mesilos kahena v'chena, these different paths, divatzarna b'lev b'meshech hazman, they will be formed in the heart over time, with effort. Uvirvois ha'shanim, and therefore over time, over many years, takel alenu yigiyas ha'tfilah, the toil of tfilah will become easier, because then we'll be able to find the appropriate path for that situation, that circumstance, that time, wherever I happen to be. We'll find it easier to find that path. That's as far as Avodah. The next point, Bashar Harishoin, in the first Shar, Bedabarinu al Mahus HaTfilah, we spoke about Mahus HaTfilah, he's referring to Daf Chaf Zayin above. We spoke about the essence of tefillah. Hevenu hagdaras tefillah shebechidushi agon Rav Chaim Mivritz Chatzal. We cite the chidush of Chaim Soloveitchik about the definition of tefillah. We said sheyesh b'tefillah kavana mitzad maaseh tefillah. That beside there's one idea of the words, but also the act of tefillah. One has to have that kavana sheindim lifnei Hashem, that I'm standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one kavana, and then the kavana shel pirush hamilois. That is his main chidush. Besides understanding the words, Kavanah involves the concept of understanding and sensing that one is standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'meshech hazman, again, over time, nislamed lehargish, we need to train ourselves to sense ki tefillah ya'amida lifnei Hashem. Tefillah is standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'az lo nefrid od b'machshavtenu ben shtei kavanos. Then, we will not differentiate the two kavanos. We'll be able to speak like we're speaking to someone else, where one is aware simultaneously that one is speaking to the other person and aware of what his words mean. We'll concentrate on the words of the tefillah.
Ideally, these two
intents become one. It's only analytically that you look at them as two. Ma'aseh tefillah, standing before Hashem, and the words. The ideal is that these two merge at some point, like we have in normal conversation. Well, if these two merge, as I mentioned a moment ago. Finally, these are the paths of tefillah, both in chinuch and avodah. Ve'anu mana'ane abasrayhu. This is a Talmudic phrase. What are we to answer? Well, in other words, how do we stand in relationship to this? Hapnimius miminu vahala. Pnimius is generally distant from us. Nedirim beinenu ha'ashirim echaim aruchanim. Few among us are those who are wealthy in their spiritual lives. V'cheitzad anachnu nigash la tefillah. How are we to approach tefillah? Hinei nachtoim perek ze b'inyan nifla. Well, let us seal this. Let us end this chapter with a wondrous idea. Shiftach lefanenu pesach tikva, that will open a door of hope. For us to rise specifically from our situation. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein omerim tachanun b'tisha b'av demikrei mo'ed. We do not recite tachanun on tisha b'av, we don't say it, because the pasuk in Eicha refers to it as mo'ed. Kara alai mo'ed. Which is a strange thing. If we had to choose one day in the year to say tachanun, it would be tisha b'av. And it's not like that. B'shem Admoir Meor Enenu Hagaon HaChassid Maran Rabbi Yocham Zatzal, Rabbi Yocham Leibovich Mimir, Nimsar Perush Nifla. He says as follows, Shloishes HaRegalim Nikai Moed, Pesach Shavuos and Sukkos are of course called Moed, V'Tishah B'Av Nikai Moed. Tishah B'Av is also, as we see, it's at least hinted to, as a Moed in Megillas Eicha, Ki Yeshnam Moedim Shel Kiruv. This is Rav Yerucham's definition. There are moedim of closeness, Shem Gimel Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, v'yeshnam moedim shrichuk. And he's mechadesh, there's such a thing as a moed of distance, Hu Tisha B'Av. There's a moed of distance. And the rest of the chapter is devoted to explaining this. Ve'im ki ulay ha'davarim ha'bayim enam mechuvanim le'oimek dvarav ha'kadoshim. Perhaps what we're going to say now is not, doesn't reach the depth of what Rav Yerucham meant to say. Hare ha'yisrerus b'inan esbo. Just being aware of this, being conscious of this concept, muchzekes ke'idud v'tar she'techiyah mamash, will bring us encouragement and resuscitating due. As follows. Hinei ha'boiris borach amiti hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Creator, is amiti, Elohim emes, v'karev Hashem lechol kireav, we say in Ashrei, and we know the Midrash asks, yachol lakoil, I might think, yeah, that Hashem is close to all who call to Him, but the end of the Pasuk comes to qualify. Talmud Uma, lechol Hashem yikra'uhu ve'emes, that's what the Pasuk reads, karev Hashem lechol kireav, lechol Hashem yikra'uhu ve'emes, to those who call Him in truth, that's the Midrash. Meaning, k'moyishu yizbarach emes, just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes, kach hagisha elav tzichalios amitis. One's approach to Him must be sincere. Ve'ulam im korim osoi be'emes. And if a person does that and calls out to Hashem in sincerity, hineu karoiv. He is close. Zeu ha'hefech shem osagenu. This really stands in contradiction to our concepts. Anu medamim. We take things simplistically and superficially. Shat tzadik bisvil ha'sa korov al Hashem. That a tzaddik in his tefillah, close to Hashem. V'arasha rachot meyenu, v'arasha is distant. V'inein izgalan nukan, what Chazal teaches over here is, ki midas harichuk v'akiruv. One's closeness or distance to Hashem, eina teluya b'dagas ha'mispalel, is really independent of the level of a mispalel, ela b'amitusoy. It depends on his sincerity at that moment. V'yitachen shashem karuv l'arasha kmo l'tzaddik. It's possible that Hashem, at the time of davening, is close to the rasha as he is to the tzaddik. Im achar rasha kore b'emes, if the rasha calls out in truth, kore b'emes, this expression, calling out in truth, calling out in sincerity, hainu sheyodeas matzavo, he's aware of where he is. Umitech matzavo upone Hashem, and from that, he calls out to Hashem. That's the essence of it. Now he elaborates. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, v'inei anashim tzadikim v'yisharim b'liboisam, great tzaddikim, she'agalem kalavitamid, they roar like a lion, v'machshavisam, v'inhamu al chataim k'namas yam, they roar about the chataim and the shortcomings, v'al ashe katzor katzay yadam avodas Hashem, and about, again, the shortcomings in avodas Hashem. Af ki mal'u ra, ha'anashim ashe ikam ashe vasem v'masem al chifzei gufam, he contrasts them with people whose entire emphasis, entire focus is on physical things, umikerv libam avad cheshbon nafsham, they do not any longer conduct any cheshbon nefesh, ki goy oved etzes hema. The author paraphrases, Hare lefenu shne sugim, Rabbi Nino is talking about two types of people, ele hayoidim es matzav hanagasam, those who know, at least to some extent, they know where they are, they know something about shortcomings, they know about where they've stumbled and how far they are. And others, which I suspect are the majority, ve'eila she'mikerev libam avad cheshboin, like Rabbi Yonah puts it. There's no longer a calculation like that. Hanu she'enem kol cheshbon v'das ma'idar gasam. They no longer conduct any type of survey of where am I? Where am I going? Where have I come from? Going up, going down. Those thoughts are no longer part of their spiritual repertoire. Ulam ein ken klal Yisrael. Hopefully it's not so for Klal Yisrael. Afilu besech harichuk lo avad cheshbon milibo. Even in the midst of distance, that calculation is not totally lost. Achein necherav habayis, the temple was destroyed, aval besech harichuk v'esther, but in the midst of terrible distance, kora olai moed, the Pasuk says in Eicha. There's this moed of distance. Ki imrak lo avad cheshbon milev. As long as there's not a total loss of cheshbon. Even if the distance is immense and very threatening, we can still set a time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we know, this is paradoxical, when we realize the immensity of the distance, Karim Hulam, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close. That's why it's a remarkable paradox. When one realizes a tremendous distance, one is close then. Achen harichuk ayomi, the distance is terrifying. Ach, however, one can't succumb to the terror. Na'amoidal otsuasahu, dafka, stand, ascertain the power of this distance. Balni vahelikov oyul da'atoy, we should not fear establishing it, understanding the distance that we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more we know the distance between us and the Creator, the closer He will be to us. And there will be nothing lacking then in His closeness to us in comparison to the times when we feel much closer. Because, as Chazal say, Ki karev Hashem lechol kore'av lechoyel sheikra'u ve'emes. It's independent of one's tzidkus. It depends on the sincerity with which one calls him. If it's be'emes, he's close. Hinei anachnu beruchakei adoris. We who are such a distant generation, v'tum'ah, v'timtum, v'tzimtzum, mi'ikim alenu al kol tzad. All of these things just press upon us from all directions. And we know that and not delude ourselves, then we can stand in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah and be close. Hashem will be as close to our hearts as to one of very ancient generations, as close. It's paradoxical, but that's how it is nonetheless. That's his gedulas en cheker. That is unplumbable. It's a greatness which one cannot ascertain. But that's how it is. Ki Elohim emesu. And if one is truthful, one can approach Hashem and be close to him in the tefillah. Ad kan.